Wolf, and Luke.
Wow.
Wow.
Ron Wolfley. Luke Lipinski.
Don't waste all your best material this early in the show because I want people to keep listening.
Wolf and Luke. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
All right, welcome back to the show. Our next guest joins us every Tuesday at this time. You know him, of course, from J. Will and Max. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. We'll get to Keyshawn in a second. But Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio. Jay Williams joining us right now. Jay, we appreciate.
No, I like this show just like that. I like Jay Will and Max.
Just Jay Will.
Great.
That's also bad. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good, Wolf. How you guys doing, brothers?
Doing good. Doing good.
Hanging in there.
All right, Jay, we're looking at the first few games of the season for the Phoenix Suns, and I don't think anybody's panicking at 1-2, nothing like that. But now that they are in a position they haven't really been in a long time where there's expectations, you know, when you played, how different is it, and maybe how long does it get to kind of get up to speed when you are a team with a target on your back?
You know, I think that I don't know if this team has really lost their chip. You know, it's not as if they actually won it last year. I still think there's a lot of that venom in who they are. And, you know, a part of me saw that watching the Lakers game, you know, when they were able to obviously get them at home. But just now, look, you be careful when you flirt with fire, like the fire of LeBron James, because it's not about where they are now. It's about where they will be in, you know, a couple of months from now when we get a halfway point through the season. But I like that bark back. Like, I like Devin Booker cradling the baby after Russell Westbrook did that in the opening play. I like those exchanges when Cameron Payne is, you know, going at LeBron. Like, that shows to me that a team wants to compete and that they're present for it. Now, granted, they had a three-game stretch in a four-day span, which is tough for any team when you go against Denver and obviously then losing it back into Portland Trailblazers. But, I like the mentality of this team thus far. Like, it's hitting the ground, kind of running from where they were last year, in my opinion.
Jay, when a team in the NBA starts a season, how many games do you have to vet? How many games do you have to see in order to make an evaluation that is going to carry over and have any type of accuracy?
You know, I think one of the operative words, Wolf, is fluid in our game. You know, I've still been surprised by teams watching their mannerisms. And I feel like, you know, look, on top of your execution and your play, one of the best attributes that I value is just watching mannerisms of people and how they lead and personality traits and how it all fits together, which is obviously what makes the DeAndre Ayton situation interesting as we get further into the season. But, like, it can change. It could change. I still think this team is intact. I think it will be challenging for them. For sure, I think a lot of things went their way last year. They did beat an unhealthy Lakers team, but it takes a mentality to continue to fight that fight, and I think they have it.
Talking to Jay Williams of the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max show on ESPN Radio. Jay, when you look around the Western Conference in terms of teams that can challenge what the Suns did last year, obviously the Lakers are up there, but are there one or two teams that you look at and say they're above everybody else?
Well, I mean, the more and more I'm starting to watch what Stephen Curry is doing at the beginning of this year, is the more and more I'm starting to think about, man, like, I know it's been two years since Klay Thompson has played, but what will he be like when he comes back with Andrew Wiggins and if they get Weissman back? So the Warriors have started to become a lot more relevant. They were to me last year. I would then also, and maybe this might be on the back end, maybe it won't be a team to contend with Phoenix, but I really like watching Memphis play, guys. John Morant is a special kind of talent, and they sign Jaren Jackson. They play with a certain grit and toughness that is similar to the way Phoenix plays with defensively. They're one of the most enjoyable teams to watch in the league as far as a young and upcoming team. So those would probably be the two teams that kind of stand out to me.
The whole DeAndre Ayton and not getting a max contract, how do you see that possibly impacting the Phoenix Suns this season, if at all?
Well, you know, CP3 just came out with this whole article that said, you know, DeAndre knows what to do with it. I think these are the kind of things where you get a chance to tell how people deal with stress And I think it's one of the things we don't really talk about a lot in sports, but how DeAndre Ayton deals as time goes on. This isn't a subject that goes away, and then you feel like you have to perform. So will he feel tighter as time goes on, or will he still be loose and just easygoing, which is hard to do for young players when you're kind of faced with that question looming over you that people won't let you forget. So it will be fascinating to watch how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to Jay Williams. Jay, I want to switch over to football here for a little bit with the Cardinals off to their start. You have to tell us, is Keyshawn, what will it take for Keyshawn to give the Cardinals their credit?
Look, is it bad that I'm literally in my bed, I'm laying down. That might be awkward for me to tell you guys, but I told you anyway, who cares? I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm talking about your basketball team. We're talking about the Suns. And I'm kind of laying down. Then you talk to me about the Red Sea, and I got up and stood up because this kind of stuff, just really the disrespect that I get from Keyshawn Johnson on a daily basis. He had the number one in his rankings last week. And you know why he dropped him to number two, Luke? Because he's a petty, spiteful old man. That's why. And the fact that because they were in a fight, they were in a battle with the Texans in the first quarter. I'm like, the final score is 31-5. What are you talking about? So this is what I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Even J.J. Watt's talking to him like, all you say is we're not good. What are you going to say now? So it's all working out together.
You know what? Honestly, Jay, right now it's interesting because their offense is Super Bowl caliber. That was never a doubt. The talent that they have offensively is Super Bowl caliber. But the thing that makes them a Super Bowl contender, in my opinion, is their defense, Jay. It's way better than anybody's giving them credit for. And J.J. Watt has an awful lot to do with that.
You know, look, I've always liked the style of this team, and I will tell you this about J.J. There's something like – I feel like he plays for something each and every day. And, Wolf, you can attest to this more. And I could in basketball, but the amount of physical wear and tear that you guys take, there's something about having that mentality where a guy is like, all right, God, give me my work hat. I'm coming to work every day. Mm-hmm. Something to be said about that.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it, Jay. I mean, it's just a locker room right now for the Cardinals that is loaded with leadership. And now all of a sudden, Jay, you go out and you get Zach Ertz and you bring Zach Ertz into that locker room. I'll tell you right now, they won the game against Cleveland when they played the Browns. They won it on Friday. When they got the news that it came down, Chandler Jones wasn't going to play, Rodney Hudson wasn't going to play, they weren't going to have their head coach, they weren't going to have their play caller, all of this came crashing down. They lost two more guys, one guy on game day over the weekend, and yet before they even went out on that field, I believe they won the game, Jay, because of leadership. And I'm embarrassed to actually say that, yet I know that it's true. Because, I mean, honestly, there's got to be something tangible, Wolf. You can't just say they went out and won with an intangible like leadership. Well, you know what? I'm going to say it because that team was ready to play right from the beginning. And it wasn't a coach that gave them the head them high, head them low, fight, 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 fight. It wasn't that. It was a bunch of guys that came together, players that said, you know what, we're going to go out there and we have every excuse in the world to lose this game, and we're not going to lose it. Watch this. And that's why I think they're a Super Bowl caliber team.
Wolf, do you have a podcast or something
no,
that I should be listening to from
no.
like a motivational perspective on a day-to-day basis?
You know what? I got fired up right there thinking about Key. I
yeah,
love Key,
wow,
but
I
can tell. I do. I love him, but it's like, Key, stop it.
I'm down in the stance, and I don't even know what the hell a stance is. I played basketball. I was ready to hit somebody.
No, you're not. You're laying on your bed, Jay.
Very true. Or as Keyshawn told me, I'm a pile inspector. I don't go in the pile. I just kind of loom around it and like, oh, hopefully somebody gets that fumble in there. That's who I am.
That's good, man.
Jay Williams, always great talking with you,
Love
man.
You,
good
Jay.
Luck with Keyshawn.
All right, guys. Have a good one, boy.
Okay, bro.